Before we get started, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that today's podcast is brought to you by Pain Outside the Box. Pain Outside the Box is a coaching and educational venture on TMS and neuroplastic pain. Miriam Gauci Bongiovanni, the founder, is a coach and a mind-body practitioner who offers personalized one-on-one coaching as well as self-paced virtual programs designed to get people out of chronic pain. Her latest program, called the Pain-Free Breakthrough, is a transformational training consisting of videos, readings, meditations, and other tools aimed at chronic pain recovery. The program will get you implanted to TMS knowledge into practice, and it includes an editable workbook where you'll be able to journal, track your progress, and do the inner work. To learn more, check out her website at www.painoutsidethebox.com.
I have a question for you. Would you like to take a magic pill that makes you happy, improves your attention and focus, gives you better clarity, decreases the negative self-talk, increases your mental toughness, heals trauma, is an immediate stress reduction, improves your mood so that you can feel relaxed fast? All right. So do I have your attention? There isn't a magic pill, unfortunately, yet. But the closest thing we have to it right now is your breath. And I'm here to tell you all about the benefits of breath work and not just tell you about it. I'm really here so that you get to experience it for yourself. So hi, my name is Jeannie Colwin, aka the Breathwork Boss, and I am your special guest host for today on the Mind and Fitness podcast. Eddie will be back next week. So I was on this podcast back in August, and maybe you heard it. We talked all about breath work and how this can be amazing for everybody, but particularly those of us who have gone through so much on our TMS journey. So I knew that when I was back, I didn't want to just talk about it and tell you about it. I really wanted you to have the experience, because knowing is good, but doing is better. And we have all the concepts, all the knowledge, and now we're getting to get into the application. So we're going from the concept to the application. It's like we're going from the knowledge to the knowing. And the way, one of the best ways to do this is going through the body. And so through the body, we're going to inform the mind. So this is a really special experience for you today. I'm going to take you through a mini breathwork session right now. So I'm really excited about this. I've never done a mini breathwork session on a podcast before. So you're going to get a smaller version of what I do with clients and one-on-one and with students in my classes. All right. So a couple things that you'll want to know for this mini breathwork session. First of all, when we do the actual session, make sure you are not driving or that you are not out on a walk like I often am when I'm listening to this podcast. So you can listen to it, but I do not want you doing the active breath work or any of the breathing. Just listen if you'd like, if you are doing these activities or any activity, and then come back to it when you can have a dedicated time for this practice. That's going to be the first thing that's really, really important. So a couple components of breath work that are really important for you to know, and I'm going to guide you through everything, and I'm going to be coaching you as we go through it. So there is a physical, mental, and emotional component of breath work. In terms of the emotional, breath work is here to help with releasing and healing of your trauma. It's true. We know that stress and trauma are in the body. You know, you got to feel it to heal it. What resists, persists, all these cliches that I hated on my TMS journey, but it's so true. What resists, persists. So in terms of our emotions, and a lot of us, if you've been dealing with TMS or had TMS, no matter where you are on the journey, there have been emotions that we have repressed consciously, unconsciously. And I don't know about you, but with so many years, my TMS journey was almost 16 years with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, among many, many other things. But it really it's hard to even though I'm on the other side now and I'm thriving, right? Still things come up and there's still emotions that are in me and stress from all these painful experiences that I had and dealing with doctors. And I just want to honor that we've all gone through so much, especially now in these trying times and on top of the TMS and these trying times, we've all gone through traumas and experiences. And so this stuff, it's in the body. And if we don't feel it, it's there. So I just want you to be really present and just to let go of emotions as they come. Know that they're coming up to be healed. And as we do this healing work and this TMS work, our capacity to feel increases, okay? So when we're kids, when we're children, we shut down, the trauma occurs and the mini trauma, we don't have capacity to feel. And as we do this work and as we get stronger, capacity to feel increases. And so now as adults, we're like feeling some things. Yeah, because we didn't know how to do that when we were younger and to process. So you might start to cry a little bit. That can happen, especially when you do a regular full-length session. I just want you to allow it, not need to change anything and not analyze it and not need it to be perfect. So that's your first big part of this. The other part is the mental component of breath work. It can be some resistance in the beginning. I compare it to going to the gym or doing some type of physical activity. Oftentimes we don't want to do it. And that's because we're in the mind. The mind likes to be in control, it likes to think and have thoughts. And I really want you to know that this is safe. First of all, it's very healing. You heard some of the benefits I talked about. We'll talk more about that as we go through. And to just allow the mind to do what it's going to do, it's going to be thinking, and you can just come back to the body, come back to me and to the breath. Just know this is safe and that resistance is really normal. I feel it. And so do my clients and students. The third thing is that we do have physical sensations that can happen as we're taking in a lot of oxygen and changing the oxygen and the carbon dioxide ratio. And these are really safe, but they can be a little bit different than what we're used to. We can have some sensations like tingling, some numbness. You might get a little bit hot or cold. So you may want to have a blanket nearby. And you might get a little bit of tetany, it's called, in the hands where they feel a little bit uncomfortable. Again, nothing dangerous. You might feel a little bit lightheaded, but I want you to know that this is safe and you are in control the whole time. You can slow down. You can close your mouth. So I really want you to know that you are going to be supported in this class. So when we do the breathwork session, you are going to be lying down. You can do this in a chair, but optimal would be lying down. And I encourage you, I invite you to close your eyes. And I'm going to guide you through, obviously, how to do this technique. I love breathwork. I know it's going to be an amazing experience for you, and I'm so excited for you to try it out. So I recommend that you have one hand on your belly and one hand on your stomach. And let's just go ahead and start to inhale in through the nose and out through the mouth. Let's do another one today. Biggest breath of the day. Inhale through the nose. You can hold it. Beautiful. Exhale through the mouth. And I want you to ask yourself, first of all, how much of you is present right now? Okay, see if you can bring some awareness and some presence. Okay, and you can let your body know and your mind that this is safe. You'll hear me say during the class that your emotions are safe, safe to feel. So I'm going to explain how to do the breathwork technique. Part of this is letting go and not needing to be doing it perfectly. And I am a recovering perfectionist, so I get it. So there is no perfectionism with inner work. This is part of the journey. This is part of the lessons and the beauty of breath work. And you can come back to this podcast over and over. And I also have videos linked and you can do more to make sure and to support yourself. But for now, I just want you to trust your body and your breath. So with the hand on your belly and on your chest, we're going to take an inhale. So inhale, and as you inhale, I want you to notice the belly rising. Okay, I want the belly to go out. Okay, a lot of oxygen into the belly. So inhale and expand the belly. Okay, a little bit of an inhale, and you'll feel it in your chest just a little. and then exhale through the mouth. That's one cycle. We're going to do that again. So it's two inhales and an exhale. So inhale, big bellies, inhale a little into the chest, and then exhale through the mouth. Now your mouth is open this whole time. I know in normal life, yes, I want you breathing in and out of your nose for this experience, for this experience that you're going to have. I really want you to have the mouth open. You're going to get more oxygen this way. And we're doing this to evoke sensations in the body and go for this transformation. Okay. So this is for healing. So again, let's try that again. So inhale, expand the belly, inhale a little into the chest, and then exhale through the mouth. Okay. So we're going to just keep doing that. And it's at your own pace. It's not my pace. Everyone's rhythm is different, and that's okay. So let's go ahead and have some compassion, and we're not going to try and compare and make it perfect. Okay. That's the commitment I want. We're not going to try and make it perfect. We're just going to do our best. Let's try it a few more times. Inhale, expand the belly, inhale into the chest, and then exhale through the mouth. That exhale, if you can, it's kind of short and sweet. It's just a small little surrender. And then you go right back into it. This is continuous, conscious breath. And again, I don't like to demo it too much for this reason, that we think that we have to go at the teacher's speed or someone else's speed. And your breath is your rhythm, and it's perfect for you. And I'll be cueing you through it. But basically, it's two inhales and an exhale. So I just want you to stay open during this process. It's so beautiful that you are trying something new and getting out of your comfort zone. So we're going to go ahead and get this set up. So go ahead and find your safe, comfy position. You can be seated, like I mentioned, but it's going to be most beneficial if you are lying down. Most people do it on a yoga mat, on the bed, or on the couch. Having your eyes closed, let's go ahead and inhale again. Exhale through the mouth. And how much of yourself is present right now? All right, we're going to go ahead and cue the music for you right now. And here we go. So inhale, inhale, and exhale. So I want you to say to yourself that there's nowhere else to be. There's nowhere else to be. There's nowhere else to go. Okay. And as you do this, I want you to know, again, this is a safe practice. So you can repeat after me. I am safe. It's safe to feel my feelings. It's safe to feel my emotions. Beautiful. Let's go ahead and practice the breath, okay? You're breathing this whole time. Your mouth is open. You can slow it down if you need to. You can close your mouth if you need to. So two inhales and an exhale. Inhale, expand the belly. Inhale into the chest, and then exhale. It's a continuous cycle, and they do call it breath work. I know people always laugh. It's just like inner work. I didn't know inner work was going to be work, and I'm here to tell you, yes, but it's worth it, and so are you. Remember those benefits that we talked about before? It's true. We're going to improve our mood. We're going to feel relaxed fast. Breath work is shown to heal trauma, help with our stress. Okay, it stimulates the vagus nerve. It stimulates our immune response. We're alkalizing our blood, improves immunity, and reduces inflammation. So as we do this, just know you're calming the prefrontal cortex. We're relaxing that racing mind and soothing the entire nervous system. So you're doing great. I just want you to try and show up. Inhale, inhale, exhale. Great, you're doing awesome. And I'm here to coach you through this. Two inhales and an exhale. So as we do this work, we are releasing stored negative emotional baggage from your body. Yes, keep going. And again, it's your own rhythm and it's your own pace. So there is a big difference between getting rid of our pain versus healing. And I know that a lot of us, we want that. I just want to get rid of the pain. And I've been there and I understand deeply. So we're not looking at band-aids with this healing modality of breath work. we can really get to the root of the issue. The beautiful thing is you don't have to know when trauma started or the stress or the emotions. You just have to know that you're doing the healing work to move it through, okay? Think of this work, it's like acupuncture, and you're opening the chi and the meridians, okay? And like years of pushing down emotions and not feeling it and buffering anyone else, buffering their emotions, avoiding it, distracting. So now we're actually feeling it and processing it and releasing it. So again, if some emotions come up, any sadness or anger, I want you to know it's safe. You have the capacity now with this healing work and you're doing great. So just breathe through any resistance. Beautiful. So breathe through that resistance. We're not going to heal in fight or flight. That I can guarantee. The body, when we're in that fight or flight, it's not when we heal. Okay, so this is really healing work. So big, strong surrender. Belly, chest, surrender. So just let it all go. You've been so strong for others for so long, and now it's your time to heal, and you are worth it. So keep the breath, and I want you to stay with it. I want you to know that there is no external solution for internal pain. So I'm going to say that again. There is no external solution for internal pain. So a lot of us are looking at external solutions, right? And we've been numbing and buffering, distracting with food and social media, alcohol, whatever it is. There's so many ways to not pay attention to our body. We work too much. We watch Netflix, and it's okay. It's not here to blame, but I want you to know that we've got to do the inner work. And if you didn't know how to do this, or you've struggled to feel your own emotions like I have, this is the way. This is a great way. So again, you can say to yourself, I am safe. Yes, and say it out loud. Just try. It's safe to feel. Beautiful. You're doing so great. Then life is really hard. Okay, so I want you to do the hard things. This could be really hard, but I want you to know you can do it. So if you only do the easy things, life is hard. Do the hard things so that your life can be easy. So open your heart. Imagine as you're breathing into the heart, you're actually opening it. Okay, so inhale, inhale, exhale. And you inhale to the heart, imagine your heart opening. I know we can close down a lot, especially if we've been heartbroken, especially when we've had challenges. So see if you can imagine your heart opening, okay? What the mind suppresses, the body expresses. We know this in the TMS community, right? What the mind suppresses, the body expresses. So let these emotions come, let's feel them. Okay, notice if you're judging yourself right now, if you're comparing yourself. I want you to know it's safe to get out of your comfort zone. This is the way. Are you willing? Okay, are you open? So getting out of our comfort zone, this is how we grow. I know it's scary, can feel uncomfortable, of course, but this is how we know that we're growing. So change is hard. This is from Brooke Castillo, but she says, it is hard on purpose. Because hard things make you stronger. So keep breathing. If you need to take a break, that's fine. Here we go. Belly, chest, exhale. Inhale, expand the belly. Inhale into the chest and exhale. We're almost halfway done. We're already over the hard stuff of the active portion. You're going to have a little bit of rest. And then we're going to do some heart activations. So keep going. I want you to know that healing isn't linear. Your physical healing, your emotional healing, it isn't linear. And it also occurs in the parasympathetic nervous system, which you're going to be getting into after the active portion of this mini session. So let's get uncomfortable. Get comfortable with that uncomfortable, right? Just like when we feel sensations in the body and we label it, our mind would label it as pain. Let's just label it as sensations. And same thing with this discomfort, these emotions. Let's just label it sadness, anger. It's just sensation, much less triggering that way. So I want you to make every breath count. You're already here. So get your money's worth. Beautiful. So sometimes I'm going to say something and it might not be what you want to hear, but it is what you need to hear. It is what you need to hear. And breath is one of the most powerful ways to help with the stress. You know, we get stressed every day, most of us, or every other day or every week, certainly with what's going on right now. So stress builds in the body, and we know emotions are in the body. We know trauma is in the body. And then I used to think, well, I'll just relax or watch some TV and like all that's gonna go away. Like time heals everything. And you know, time can be helpful, but trauma is just gonna stay in the body, stress in the body. So let's move through it. Okay, like I said, that those emotions are pushed down. And we're activating it now, right? That's why about 80% of the work is in the belly. So you are doing so well. Just know if it's coming up, it's coming up to be healed. And we're almost done actually with the active portion. Good, keep going. All through the breath, here we go. Belly, chest, exhale. We can be so hard on ourselves. So I want you to bring in more love and more compassion. In these tough times, we always need more, not less. And when we're so busy and COVID and all the things right now, we need more compassion, more self-love, more support, not less. And I know we feel like we need less and we can only have so many hours in a day. So this is where you can prove to yourself and show yourself you're taking good care of yourself. Is there a story running your life? Okay, let go of any stories. It's not serving you anymore. Okay, and don't we just love familiar? We're just addicted to familiar and comfort. Yes, so keep breathing. Just gonna push you a little bit harder. Greatness is a lot of small things done well. So I want you to make it happen. I know it may be hard, but it's worth it. And so are you. So this transformation takes action. Okay, who knew breathing could be so intense? Intense, powerful, and transformative. All right, we've got a few more seconds of the active breath work. So just keep breathing. Like I said, it's a safe practice, but it can be emotional and intense. So the breath is an amplifier. And just find your rhythm. There's no wrong or right way to do this. What we want is to facilitate a release. Okay, so that's why we are using our mouth open. And what you give is what you get. So your job is to trust. Know that your body is leading. Body first, mind second. Okay, in just a few seconds, I'm going to invite you to give a big sigh out, or you can actually do a scream from your belly. Okay, so you can grab a pillow or just go for it. So here we go in 3, 2, 1. You can also do a big sigh. I'm sorry, a big ohm with me. Here we go. Ohm. If you're screaming from your belly, that's great. You can shake your body, move your body. This is your practice. So see what feels good to you. If it feels good to move during the active portion, you could have done that as well. Okay. Now we get to relax a little bit. So go ahead and close your mouth. And you're just going to do normal breathing. And just give yourself a few moments to rest. Okay, I'm just going to guide you with some inspiration. And closing your mouth and just giving your body some stillness, normal breathing. Putting your hands on your heart. Acceptance for what is. Just notice your breath. Let's tell ourselves that we're safe. And just be in any emotions as they're arising right now. Ask yourself, is it okay to feel everything that I'm feeling? Is it okay to experience the sadness or any anger? Can I just be with my body right now? And you might notice that you're feeling more grounded, more embodied. Just notice. Just notice the emotions, notice the aliveness of your body. Hands on your heart. Beautiful. So good. Now I'm going to invite you. We're going to do some heart activations to put your hands and your arms up into the sky. Let's bring in some gratitude. So it's easy, or, you know, people talk about gratitude, but sometimes we're just not feeling it right. So it's easy to say we're grateful or go through the motions and write a list, but I really want you to notice if you're feeling more grateful right now. So reach for a moment of gratitude. Let's pick something from this week or last week, something small or something big that happened recently. And I want you to reach for the sky and step into that moment and feel it or see it. Hear anything. And when you've got it, when you can feel it, bring your hands and your arms to your heart. Bring that love to yourself. Feel your heart swelling and bursting with love and gratitude, real gratitude, not because someone told you to put it on a list. And feel yourself and connect. And you can rock side to side. Yeah. How does it feel to connect to yourself? So good. Take another deep breath in here and go ahead and tap on your heart. Just tap, 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 bringing some aliveness. Connect to your body again. Tap, tap, tap. Whew, and then you can kind of rub gently your heart right over your left hand and then switch. Beautiful. Let's do one more heart activation. So we're going to bring our hands over our head, reach for the ceiling again. And I want you to reach for a moment in the future, something that you're so excited about, that you're ready to manifest, your desire, your goal, your whatever it is, your big dream. Sometimes we think it's not possible or we have doubts. I want you to know that if it's in you, you are able to create it. It is possible. Do you believe it? Your beliefs are so powerful. So have your hands and your arms over your, reaching up for the sky. Yes, I want you to see the vision. I want you to feel it. I want you to hear anything that's there. When you have that certainty, lower your hands to your heart. Yes, and you can say after me, and so it is. Beautiful. And give your heart a little gentle squeeze. Tap, tap, tap. Yes, feel your heart bursting with the certainty of the future, of your goals. Maybe you were scared to admit it. This is where we have the clarity, because we're out of the mind and the inner critic and the ego. Okay, this is just a mini breathwork session. So this is only a snippet of what is possible. Okay, and if it's your first time or your second time, if you're new, just know that's okay. You're trying something new. You're open. You're willing. That's beautiful. So go ahead and you can rock your body a little bit. Bring in some gentle movement. Yeah. Nice. You can tell yourself again that it's safe. Okay, let me go ahead and we'll kind of close with some affirmations that you can modify if it's too much, but I'm going to demonstrate with my name and you can use your own, of course. So I love you, Jeannie, and I'm listening. So of course, insert your own name. So I love you and say it out loud or say it in your mind's eye. I love you and I'm listening. And if that I love you, it's too triggering, you're not there yet, just say I'm listening and use your name. Or I'm open to learning to love you or myself or your name, whatever feels good for you. So I'm open to the idea of loving myself or of loving you and I'm listening. Okay, say it one more time. I love you and I'm listening and insert your name. Again, make it genuine. Where are you willing to go with this? Stay open. You're doing great. Beautiful. And just bring in a moment of gratitude for yourself for doing this inner work, this strange, wonderful, beautiful practice called breath work. And it's work. People always say, oh my gosh, it is work. Yes. So bring some gentle movement into your toes, into your hands. You can just stay lying down as I give you some feedback for integration. So what we did today was we facilitated a release. Okay. Emotions can come up now, later, tomorrow. You might be a little bit tired. You might be energized after breath work. That's all really normal. Drink a lot of water today and tomorrow. And I always say, don't make any big decisions right now, especially after a full-length breath work. My joke that I got from my mentor, he's like, don't call your ex right now. So it's a good advice. So we're really connected with our hearts, hopefully, right now. If you could take a mental snapshot, like a mental picture of how your body feels and kind of memorize this feeling of connection, of groundedness in our bodies, embodiment, what's it feel like to be embodied? Invite you just to be curious. You can do some journaling. I'd love to know how this mini session impacted you. So I'm going to give you ways that you can stay in contact and reach out. Yeah. So just kind of taking it all in. Again, this was just a mini session, just a little taste of what's possible, but it's possible for you. Okay. I'm so proud of you for trying something new. I want you to be proud of yourself. And this is part of the healing work. So you can reach out to me. I'd love to hear your takeaways. My name is Jeannie Colwin, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Jeannie Colwin Coaching. It's JeannieKulwin. So it's Facebook and Instagram. And I'd love for you to take your very next step with me. So if you're ready, you don't even have to be ready, just be committed on this path. I am hosting a free 3-day stress detox workshop in February. Starts February 8th, 9th, and 10th. It is at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, and all those days have recordings. So Eddie's going to have the link for you here in the show notes, and I want you to sign up. I want you to take your next step, and I want you to be committed, and I want you to be courageous. You'll get all the information. You're going to have live coaching with me. You're going to have an experience on the third day with another great, beautiful live mini breathwork session, but you're going to be in community and you're going to see me. And so that will be great. And also, if you attend all 3 days live with me, you can come to the full-length breathwork class, absolutely free. So I'm really dedicated to supporting you and giving you resources. And in the meantime, before that stress detox, because that will be in February, check out some of the breathwork videos so that you can go further. It's been my honor to facilitate this mini session with you. Like I said, Eddie will be back next week. It's my honor to be the special guest host today. And as we close our practice, you can bring your hands to your heart. And I want to know you to know that you are protected, loved, always. Okay, so you can bow your head down. You're divinely loved, protected, and supported. Namaste, everybody. Have a good day.